Thank you for subscribing to the Extra Mile Podcast. Help us out by leaving a review and a 5-star rating wherever you download the show. After leaving a review, slide on into our DMs over on social media at MississippiDOT and let us know. As a thank you, we have compiled a Google Map list of all of our guests' favorite spots to eat on Mississippi highways. It is our gift to you. Seriously, you guys are the best. We could not do the show without you, and we greatly appreciate the support. Remember, drive smart out there on Mississippi highways.
That's nearly $2 billion, and that's money that's going to be spent on improving safety, enhancing mobility, and improving economic growth and development in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, and with this historic funding from the legislature, new construction will be popping up all over Mississippi.
MDOT presents the Extra Mile Podcast.
Men and women of the Department of Transportation are up to the task and up to make sure that we deliver a product that the taxpayers can be proud of. So I'm ready for us to go to work.
Welcome in to another edition of the Extra Mile Podcast legislative session presented by the Mississippi Department of Transportation. I'm MDOT Deputy Director of Public Affairs Paul Catul. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host Will Kraft. He is the Director of Public Affairs here at the agency. We got a big show today. We have Transportation Commission Chairman Willie Simmons, also known as Central District Transportation Commissioner. Very glad to have him in the house today to talk about a lot of different topics. Thank you so much for joining us, Commissioner.
Paul and Will, I'm glad to be with you.
Sir,
absolutely. So last time we had you on the show was December 2022, so it's been a while. So since then, you were, of course, named Chairman of the Transportation Commission. So how has that been? Have you settled in, kind of leading the way over there?
December 1922, a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
It's been very exciting. And let me start by saying thanks to my colleague for having the faith and confidence in me to put me in a position as the chairperson. Hasn't really changed my salary in any form or fashion, so the income remained the same. But it has been exciting in that we've been invited to a lot of different places simply because we hold the position as chairperson. So more invitation, keep us a little more busy, but also makes us more exciting about being able to get out into the public with the people. So it's exciting.
There you go. You're doing a great job.
That's right. Nothing else. I was just high praise for keeping up with all the parliamentary procedure, the Robert's rules, running the meetings, man. I get confused sometimes on what the next step and second here and that. You keep it all straight pretty good.
But we have a good support team. Amy is very, very good.
That's right. Shout out. Well, we were just talking about before we came in here and got started recording, a big day today, a lot going on, not the least of which is a big press conference coming up. So this will air, today is Tuesday, this will come out tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, press conference will be fully wrapped. But just kind of walk us through some of what y'all plan to talk about today.
Well, I'm excited about the fact that we, the commissioners, have decided to come together and talk about what the real needs are for the Department of Transportation, the infrastructure system in the state, and to be on one accord, unified with a message to take to the public as well as to the politician, our legislative delegation, who's fund the program and make sure that we get the money that we need. So today, we're going to be saying to the in a form of a press conference to the public that we need money. We need recurring money to make sure that we get all the things done that need to be done. We have got an investment from the feds in the way of the infrastructure bill that was passed a few years ago. And then the additional money that the legislature gave us last year, $450 million capacity money. That is an investment that we have been able to make into the system and start us moving down the pathway of building new projects. But it's simply an investment. If we don't get recurring dollars, we're not going to be able to complete those projects. Nor are we going to be able to get the feds, our partner, who has given us about 51% of our budget now, to be committed to us to do long-term projects that we need to do in the state. So it's an important day for us as commissioners to be able to communicate that to our legislative delegation and say to them how much we appreciate what they have done in the past, but we need more.
That's right. And all kinds of different options are on the table. I won't get into those too much. We'll be passing out the bullet points from the press conference today. We can make those available online for our listeners out there. But lots of those talking points and messages. You guys had plans to sit down and meet with legislative leadership, I think, over the last couple of weeks. How have those conversations gone?
Conversations gone well. The legislators understand that we need more money. It's kind of having served in the Senate for 26 years, I know what they're going through with all of the competing factors that are out there, and I won't get into other folks' business as to what's needed and how they're going to address it. I'm just going to focus on what we need with the Department of Transportation. But those conversations have gone well with the legislators. They understand that what they have done is merely an investment. They understand that we need more money. We've been talking about, when you look at capacity projects over the years, and we don't need this money next year, but over the years in the future, we're talking about $9 billion worth of capacity projects. Wow. That's a lot of money. Yep. And you need a recurring revenue stream that's going to come in, get away from the old system that we have, which is just relying on the use tax at the pump, 18 cents. And we don't get the full 18 cents. Right. We get about 14 cents of that 18 cents. But it's not a percentage. So we don't get no increase when money's the cost of gas go up. We just get in the steel amount, the same amount, 14 cents per gallon on an average coming to us. That's not going to take care of what we need for today. That was okay in 1987 to build it. But if you remember, we didn't get any maintenance money when we got the 87 highway program passed. It was just money to build four-lane highways. So now that we have all of these lane miles in the system, we have to maintain it. So in addition to the $9 billion that we need for a capacity project, we need on an average of about $400 million a year coming into the system to take care of our maintenance for our highways and bridges. That's a lot of money. And when you're talking to your friends over at the Capitol, they understand the needs. But again, they have to play with how they're going to take and make all the sausage that they're trying to put together with all the needs that you have coming from the other agencies. So we understand that. But what we do need them to do this year is to commit to us to giving us some recurring dollars. And those recurring dollars would come. We have advocated for what we call the divergent use tax. And the divergent use tax is a good system that was put in place in 2018 when I was still in the Senate. When Governor Phil Bryan called a special session, the use tax formula that we put together was to give the counties 15% of the use tax, give the municipalities 15%, and state aid 5%. Well, since 2020 until 2014, January, the municipalities have received about $352 million.
Oh, wow.
Counties have received $352 million, and state aid $118 million. Put us into that same formula and give us 15%, then you would see money start coming. It wouldn't be enough to take care of everything, but it would at least be a process, a start to moving us in that direction. So that's the kind of thing we've been advocating to the legislative body and saying we would like to see us put into that system because that divergent use tax, as you well know, you're buying more stuff online. It continues to increase. So there's one way that we could look at it's a possibility of getting any money.
And one, you know, lots of good points and messages there. One thing I really take from it is that there are options out there for handling this recurring revenue issue without raising taxes.
And that's the beauty of it. If we can do it without raising taxes through the diversion use tax, some folks have talked about new forms of sports betting, getting some of that money. We also have electric and hybrid vehicles that's getting on the highway, getting money from that. So there are ways to do it without hurting the average citizen who's pulling up to the pump. Now, we may utilize that because it's a user fee.
Sure.
And I think it's a good system, but it's not the total answer that we need in order to make it work for us.
Sure. Your message is loud and clear. We need recurring revenue to do big projects. And one that was previously funded was the Greenville Bypass. So can you give us a little bit of a status update on that? I know there's going to be kind of a groundbreaking for the next part of that project.
And that's a good example to show why we need monies from the legislature. Although they gave us the $450 million capacity project, going way back 20 plus years ago, before I became a commissioner, when I was in the Senate, the Department of Transportation was getting dollars in and they wanted to invest in the infrastructure. So they actually invested in the Highway 82 bypass in Greenville, bought the right of way, had bridges built on it, and had to abandon it because they didn't have monies to take care of that project and other projects. So when I became commissioner, knowing that that was part of the 87 highway program, we went to work, and we were very fortunate to get a grant from the federal government. And the federal government gave us $72 million, and then we put the rest on. So the total cost of that project is going to be over $200 million.
Wow.
That's why you need state dollars mm-hmm. coming into the system. A lot of folks just think you can take a 20% match and send it up to Washington, and then Washington will send you 80% of
right.
the project. It doesn't work that way.
That's right.
Okay. We have to build a project out, and when the federal government is a partner in it, then they will reimburse us for their share of it. So the 82 Greenville bypass, I'm excited about that. On next Monday, the 15th, tax day, we're going to do a groundbreaking ceremony for the second phase. And the second phase of that project will complete it. Again, once the project is completed, done, be about a $200 million project, but we're excited about having been able to give a contract out and move to the second phase. And we're hoping by the end of 2025, Christmas 2025, citizens will be able to ride on that highway. That's what the Department of Transportation is about, safety, being able to build capacity projects to move cargo and the citizen to and where they need to go. And that's where we have a great need for our partners, the legislative body, and others to support giving us new revenue to do those kind of projects.
And that is a great one. I mean, I know I've seen the bridges that were there built long ago, or the structures, I guess. And it is fascinating to finally see that come to fruition. But what about any other projects going on that you want to highlight or talk about going on in the Central District?
Well, you know, if we are able to get the capacity money, we have some projects that are very exciting to us, like Interstate 55 here in
sure.
the Madison County area. It needs to be widened. With all of the growth, Nissan, Amazon, Walmart, the chicken industry, logging, we need to take care of the infrastructure system in that part of the state. So that's one of the projects that's on the line, and it's one of the projects that will be included if we are able to get money in the form of capacity dollars to go forward. Over in Rankin County, the Rankin County Parkway, Highway 49, we completed that project, one of the best driving highways that I drive on going to the coast. But we need to do more going further south on that project. So we're looking at those kind of things. And then when it comes to paving, Highway 27, Highway 49, Highway 18, bridges that we're having to replace in Rankin County, Madison County, and here in Hinds County, costing a lot of money. But we are moving those projects. And then Interstate 20, the one that I've gotten more calls on, Will, and you probably
sure.
took as many of those calls for me as I did, and thank you for handling it.
Hey,
you're doing
no
well. Okay? But that project is a paving project, and it has been a rough part of the interstate system, and we now have a contractor that's paving it, and we're also looking at the lighting on it from the stack all the way over to Highway 18, Robinson
okay.
Road. So that's going to be, excuse me, that's going to be a great project to complete. And we also want to pave Interstate 20 from the Natchez Trace all the way to the Warren County line.
Okay.
So all you citizens who are driving Interstate 29 is a little rough for you. Give us a few more good sunshiny days, and we got the eclipse has passed on over us, if you
right.
had a chance to see it. But a few good sunshiny days, and we're going to have pavement going everywhere on Interstate 20.
I love it.
There you go. Again, message is loud and clear. There's a lot of projects you just mentioned, so just need that recurring revenue. So don't want to go on a downer topic, but we will a little bit, litter. I know you're talking about getting phone calls. You know, we've probably gotten a lot. We've gotten a lot in public affairs.
Sure.
Can you kind of get the message out for us? Don't throw your trash on the roadways, right?
Paul and Will, I'm going to start giving out your numbers for individuals to call as opposed to calling the commissioner's office. trash is a problem all over the state of Mississippi, but it seems to be even a greater problem here in the inner city around our interstate system, because it's not just trash, but we have real garbage and we have real live appliances and furniture falling off trucks or being thrown off trucks onto our interstate system. I will say that we have been working locally with the county and the municipality, Jackson, and we, the commissioners, have actually passed an agreement and entered into an agreement with the sheriff of Hinds County, Sheriff Jones, and the city of Jackson, Melo Mumu, and his chief. And they have an agreement where we're going to give them $50,000 a year each to pick up trash off of our system.
Okay.
And hopefully that's going to help clean it up. We're also working with the Department of Transportation, and they have what they call a hotspot program, where if you see trash on Interstate 20, and it's a lot of trash in that area, and I'm not saying this so that citizens go out and put trash in that area and think we're going to pick it up, but we can call the Department of Correction, and they will give us a hotspot team to go out and pick up trash in that particular area.
Okay.
So with the sheriff, the police department, Jackson, and the hotspot with the Department of Correction, we're hoping that we're going to be able to take care of picking up trash a little bit better. And also, we're getting ready to start cutting grass now. And as you well know, in our contracts, when you mow the grass, we also have in it part of the contract to pick up trash.
Right.
So over the summer, if the citizen would be a little bit more cooperative and stop throwing out McDonald's and Burger King's and Kentucky Fried and furniture onto our interstate system, we would have a really beautiful city in the way of our interstates. We have two groups who are now working with not just us, but in coordination with us to pick up trash. On Lakeland Drive, there is a, the businesses on Lakeland Drive have committed to self-imposed tax where they are paying into a fund and hiring someone to pick up trash and cut the grass.
I did not know that.
On Lakeland.
Awesome.
Going from Interstate 55 all the way over to Pearl River. That's going to be very helpful to us. We also have a volunteer who is soliciting funds to pick up trash from Lakeland going north to Cantiline Road.
Okay.
So you'll see individuals out there now picking up trash and mowing and putting down a few little old decorative kind of shrubberies where they can allow to do so. So those kind of volunteers, along with the sheriff department, the city, and the Department of Correction, we are hoping in 2024 you're going to see a much more beautiful city of Jackson.
That's
and
awesome.
If we can do that here in Jackson and get it all over the area, then hopefully we can use this kind of as a model to put in places in other parts of the state.
At the very least, a lot of effort, a lot of time being and thoughts being put into it, trying to clean up.
I didn't know the Commission of Transportation would have so much to do with trash. I thought I would just be building highways and taking care of bridges.
A little bit of everything.
But trash, hands on deck.
Trash and lighting, which is safety, if when it comes to lighting, is very important. And you may have seen some footage in the news about the lighting situation here in the Jackson area. We've had a problem with folks stealing copper, but also we have some of our lights that's been out, and we now have our employees, staff, who are going onto the interstate system and repairing those lights that we can repair. And a bigger program that we're looking at, we have an engineer who's actually doing a full-blown study of the entire system to see if we can get a better lighting system in place.
Yeah, it's a unique challenge when you have to figure out how to stop the theft. You know, we want to keep the lights on just as much as anybody, but when the wires keep getting taken, it's kind of hard, you know? I'll be glad to see that come to fruition, too.
We do not want you, Will, taking on law enforcement
job. That's right.
And going out and following individuals who you see throwing trash out and making a citizen arrest. Don't do that. Just call the law enforcement and see if we can't make that work.
Excellent point. Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, there's some things going on, but like you said, lots of effort to rectify litter and some of the lighting situations. Very good.
And parlaying right off what you just mentioned, you know, talking about working on some of the lights being out there, it's a bit dangerous for our folks to be out there working on that on a high-speed interstate. So, you know, heads up, look out for our workers, which, again, parlays us right on into Work Zone Awareness Week coming up next week. We'll have a ceremony on Tuesday honoring those that have unfortunately lost their lives working on the highways and doing work here for the Mississippi Transportation Department. But talk a little bit about that, being careful, being safe in work zones.
When I was in the Senate, we did two things that we was trying to do. One was the detracting, where individuals getting on the telephone and talking. And it's dangerous any way you do it, but it's extremely dangerous when you're going through a work zone because we have employees who are out working and contractors who are out working, and you on your telephone, you're not paying attention, and you don't see a worker or a flagman. And we've had too many folks that's been killed in accidents as a result of that. In addition to that, we try to get past the blue light law, where we would have, when we have a construction job going on, there would be a blue light in the area, because all of us have a tendency to respect the blue light.
That's right.
When a blue light hits us, we have a tendency to slow down. So we want to put a blue light into the work zone to help slow the traffic down. We encourage the citizen that at all time, be aware of what you're doing when you're driving and don't be distracted with other kind of things that's going on in your vehicle that will put you in a situation where you don't see our employees. In addition to that, when you're driving through a workforce, a work zone, do respect the speed limit because those workers are out there trying to make sure that they have a good, safe highway in place for us, but also they want to be safe and go back home, everything. So to create a problem by running into someone is unnecessary when you can slow down and get where you're going basically at the same time.
That's right.
Just take your time and get through it and be patient with us. You want new highways, and in order to do that, we have to put safety controls in place, traffic control, to make sure that our workers are safe, but also we can do the work. So be patient with us as you go through those work zones. You heard us talk about all the money that we are spending on various projects, whether it be Interstate 20, 18, 55. Slow down when you're driving to those areas. Please do that.
Phone down, eyes up.
Oh, yeah, there's some great messages. Just think of it this way. Just imagine that it's one of your family members out there. Put the phone down, and, you know, that can wait for sure.
That's right. I was just going to mention on that, too. I've heard our engineers say this before. You know, sometimes folks will come through a work zone, and there's nobody out there, and they think, well, I don't need to slow down if I don't see anybody working. And that, unfortunately, or fortunately, is not always true. You know, just because there's not folks out there, the configuration of that roadway, the geometry, the, you know, what normally is a straightaway might be now a curve or an S-bend. You know, just because there's not people out there working does not mean you shouldn't still slow down and adhere to those rules. And on a selfish note, I hope whoever drives the Honda Accord, white Honda Accord in downtown Jackson, listens to this, because I almost got run over. Somebody ran a red light yesterday.
Whoa.
Ran me up into the bushes. But, yeah, phone down, eyes up, be safe in the work zones out there.
And you make a good point, because we do have to shift the traffic and shift the lanes when we
– it's important, man. You never know.
When we are working. So do slow down and respect the work zone. Again, the number you'll see when we do the program next week, but that number is just too high for the number of accidents and the number of fatalities that we've had. Yes.
No doubt. We'll set it right. We'll set it best, phone down, eyes up, so you want to take us home.
Yeah, man. You know, lots of good stuff there, but we'll always like to tie things up with a fun question here for you. And, you know, we've had you on the show before. We talked about places to eat. It's been a little while, but what are the odds, maybe chance you've been somewhere new lately?
You know, up in the district, they have a couple of new places. And I'm embarrassed. I can't remember the name. But the food was good.
Hey, that's the important part. As long as you remember, the food was good.
Are you talking Eudora's?
Eudora's. That is it. So you've been there.
I haven't been there, but a lot of friends, I've heard they have a good happy hour. Let's put
okay.
it that way.
Well, you know, I was there for the food.
There we go. Okay.
It's fair. It's fair. Now, where
is
this
But
place?
The food was good. It's in the district.
Okay.
And I don't even know what the hours were. I was there right around the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
For an early dinner and enjoyed it. So
Eudora's.
Yes, it's kind of like Southern fine dining, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good spot. Yeah, right next to all the development over there.
Okay.
So check it out.
Put it on the list.
Another date night.
That's
you
right.
And your wife.
That's
there
right.
You go.
All
that's part of the area that I was telling you about earlier where the individual volunteered to pick the trash up.
Okay.
So they're keeping it clean and they're keeping it grass cut, manicured. So you'll be able to go into Eudora's and enjoy the district and see a clean area of Interstate 55 and Frontage Road because of the work of those volunteers. We want to thank them for participating in that process.
Yeah, and please stay safe out there, guys.
No doubt. Hey, you heard, if you listen to this show, you know there is a lot of effort going on by the chairman, transportation commissioners, everybody with MDOT. Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for stopping by.
Paul's always a pleasure. And we'll hope you all get up to Greenville next week, the 15th, for the groundbreaking ceremony. We're going to be having a great opportunity. Congressman Thompson has agreed to come and be with us, as well as the deputy director for the Department of Transportation, because this is a great event for me as commissioner to be able to see the second phase of that project, one we had to put off for 20 years, and we are now about to complete it. So that's progress.
That's awesome. Yeah.
No doubt. Exciting stuff. Thanks again for joining us. We will go ahead and wrap things there. Thank you to our listeners or viewers for tuning into the Extra Mile podcast. You can watch and listen to episodes by visiting gomdot.com/the Extra Mile. Follow us on social media at Mississippi DOT is the handle. We want to thank our producer, our editor, Drew Hall, for holding things down behind the scenes. And remember to drive smart out there on Mississippi highways.